Now, Kevin, the Recycling and Economic Development Initiative of South Africa, or REDISA, an organization surrounded in controversies since inception, has finally been placed in liquidation by the Environmental Minister, Ed Namulewa. Please give us an update, or at least our listeners, an update on this ongoing saga.
Yeah, sorry, that's provisional liquidation, Ernest. But sure, where do we begin? Just to recap, REDISA was established about 5 years ago, or their plan was registered. And the objectives of this was to support and promote the collection of and recycling of waste tires across South Africa, which is a massive, massive problem in terms of its pollution around South Africa. The funding of this has been based on a levy that has been charged to tire manufacturers of about R2.30 plus VAT on every kilogram of new tires produced. And these funds were supposed to be allocated towards paying collectors, towards funding storage depots and recyclers and other secondary processes. And while this is a great idea in principle, once again, I don't think the reality reconciles with the initial plan. Ernest, if you recall, we've covered the story a couple of times on the show, twice actually before. The first time I actually spoke very optimistically. I went back to that story and said that while it was a good idea, South Africa didn't have a successful history, a good track record of implementing these environmental taxes. And I remember I used the plastic bag levy as the example with Ibaisai bag, where all those hundreds of millions of rands were misappropriated and there was absolutely no benefit to the environment or society. But at the end of that initial piece that we did, I said that time would tell, if you remember. Then there was the carte blanche expose, I can't remember exactly, and there was alleging that the directors of REDISA and their management company, Kusaka Taka, were living it up with excessive salaries, lifestyles, expensive cars, houses, etc. And the collectors were not being, in the opinion of the presenters, sufficiently compensated. Processors were not receiving sufficient feedstock of tires. And there was just an overall lack of transparency in terms of the actual impact of the plan. And then we covered this on the show after that carte blanche expose. The latest now is that the Environmental Minister, Edna Molewa, has issued a 200-page affidavit in support of an application to have REDISA placed in provisional liquidation. It's based on damning allegations at this stage that contributions have been siphoned off to over 24 local and overseas companies belonging directly or indirectly to the directors, and more specifically, Herman Erdman, the CEO, and his family. Ernest, the numbers are staggering. Since the program's initiation, about 2 billion rand of public's money has been collected, and to date we're not 100% sure of where it's gone. All I know is that the directors have much to answer for, and if they can't give the answers, they should bear the consequences, and it might even be jailed.